الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, welcome to our new silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila we're going to talk about a very important topic, and this topic Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll try to discuss this topic in details. If someone who does not keep away from this act, what are the chances of that person losing himself? And Inshallah Azza wa Jal, stay tuned, stay with us. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there'll be many, many beautiful hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and some of the stories of the awliya kiram, and all of them combined together, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will learn and try to save ourselves. And this silsila, jaldbazi ke nuksanat, what are the disadvantages of rushing into things? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, we want to discuss a lot of things that we need to keep ourselves away and how we can learn to make things much better. But inshallah Azza wa Jal, before we start going into the discussion, let's hear about a beautiful fazilat, beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on reciting durood and salam upon him. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Mawlai Kainat Aliul Murtaza, Shere Khuda, Karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he says, whenever you pass by a masjid, recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Before we start going in to the topic, just one beautiful story that has been quoted, and inshallah azza wa jal, then we'll go into the silsila, into the waqia, into the topic that we're going to discuss inshallah azza wa jal. Once a person who enjoyed hunting, he went out in search of a prey. He saw a bird flying, whose shadow was also on the ground. He quickly picked up his bow and arrow and aimed it at the shadow, thinking to himself that it was the bird. One after the other, he shot all the arrows, but he did not manage to shoot the bird. He told his friend about his failure, and that he had a good aim, but still he could not kill the bird. His friend, he told him that what he was targeting was not the bird, but in actual fact it was the shadow, and his prey was flying in the air. And this is, my dear Islam brothers, one of the reasons that a person who rushes into things, now just like this person, because he was rushing into it, he didn't think about it, he didn't know what he was doing. Straight away, immediately he saw the bird flying, and then he saw the shadow of the bird, and he started throwing his arrows at the shadow, thinking that he was killing the bird. Yet none of the arrows even reached to that bird. Now that was the reason, because he was in a rush. He did not plan out things. And this is what happens if you don't plan out things, they do not go according to what the person wants. Now, if you look into your life, every person, who does not want success? Everyone wants to be successful. Whatever work we do, we want to achieve good results from that work. Just like, my dear Islam brothers, if you plant a tree or if you plant a flower, what do? First of all, we get the seed, we plant it into the ground. You've got to give water, it needs the sun, and then it needs many months, weeks, or even years for that tree to grow and reap the crops. So you have to be patient in things. In the same way, if you have a little pool and you want to fill it with water, you just don't get the pool filled with water just like that. You have to add drops of water into that. Just like, you know, if you go to a field and you find a little puddle, that puddle did not fill up just like that. Maybe it took time. Maybe it rained one day and the puddle was half full. Then it rained the next day. So whatever we do, We need to think to ourselves, whatever we do, never ever rush into things. Now, what does it mean by jaldbazi? What does it mean by rushing or hastiness? What does it mean? Without thinking and doing any work is called jaldbazi. Or in Arabic, it is called ujlat. And rushing or hastiness in English. And thinking about something before doing the work is what we say pausing. A person, he thinks to himself, he pauses what he's going to do, how he's going to do that. And then this is what you call pausing. And then to make sure whatever he has done is in the best manners and to achieve the good results, that is called tahammul and burdbari, patience. Just like you want to do anything, first of all, my dear Islamic brothers, we need to think to what we are doing. A person who does not have patience, for example, he wants to do something and he wants results there and then, sometimes things take long. Things can take weeks, months, or even years for that person to achieve them results. Now, if you think to yourself, and before you do that work, you don't think to yourself, you don't plan out things, then what will happen is you will get negative results. And because of them negative results, a person sometimes, he even loses a lot of time, he loses even money as well. And even time is very, very important, my dear Islam brothers. And in one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is quoted in Tirmidhi Sharif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that to think and to contemplate is from Allah azza wa jal. And to rush into things is from the shaitan, from the devil. Now what do we learn from this hadith? Mufassir al-Shahir, Hakim al-Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he comments on this hadith in these words. And he says that doing any work, be it religious or worldly, in a relaxed mode is an ilham from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. And to do them in hastiness and to do them by rushing them is a waswasa, is a whisper from the shaitan. So a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that whatever we do, we should be calm in that. And where does that come from? That is one of the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, a revelation, an ilham that has been given to that person. And my dear Islamic brothers, a beautiful incident that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes in Ihya'ul Ulum, that when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam was born, all the students of the shaitan, they came to him, they gathered around him, and they said to him that all the idols throughout the whole world, their heads have bowed down. What has happened? And the devil, he says to them that, you wait here. I will go and I will find out. So the shaitan, he traveled from the east to the west, from the south to the north. He traveled everywhere. But he could not see any signs. He could not see what the reason was. Until he went to the place where Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was born. He went back to his students and he told them that this is what I have seen. I have seen that a prophet of Allah has been born and angels surrounded him. And the shaitan, he says that whenever a child is born, I am always there to witness that. I am always there with them. But this prophet of Allah, when he was born, I did not even find out. And then the shaitan, look at the traps of the shaitan. The shaitan, he says to his students that attack the humans at the time of carelessness and when they are rushing into things, meaning that in this way we can make them worship the idols. So the shaitan, one thing we learn is the shaitan never gives up. And in the same way, we should never give up as well. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, the shaitan could put all his effort, he can use any word he wants. But because Allah Azza wa Jal is with us, Allah Azza wa Jal is always with us. And haq, the truth is the truth. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran as well. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَذَهَكَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ. That the truth has come and the batil, the falsehood has vanished. And this is what we need to do, and my dear Islam brothers. We need to understand when we rush into things, that is one of the traps of the shaitan. And the devil, he traps a person who rushes into things in such a way that he doesn't even realize that he is being used by the shaitan. Like we heard from the hadith that rushing is from the devil. But he himself, he never rushes. Have you noticed this? That the shaitan does not rush into things. The shaitan, he makes a person habitual in sins. Not overnight, slowly, slowly. The shaitan makes him commit one sin. Then the next day, shaitan, he'll make him commit a few more sins. And then slowly a person, he becomes habitualized to that. He becomes into that environment. And then what happens? The shaitan slowly and gradually, he makes him come into that filth. And then the shaitan, he will go for the kill. Now this is the way the shaitan, he works. Just like we've heard in, there's a beautiful story in Uyunul Hikayat about a saint, about a wali. Now sometimes when we talk about the shaitan, no doubt Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna shaitana lil insani aduvum mubin. The shaitan is our open enemy. So if the shaitan is our open enemy, we need to be aware of that. We need to understand what the traps of the shaitan are. Or else what is going to happen is we are going to lose this battle against the shaitan. And one of the traps the shaitan uses is that he will make people rush into doing things. Now that could be anything. It could be anything to do with the world. It could be anything to do with the deen as well. Now this Buzurg Rahmatullah Ta'ala, this story, it's a very long story. I'll tell you in just a short version. That the shaitan, he made this Buzurg, this pious person, well, who was a pious person, he made him commit sins slowly. First of all, he made him commit the zina of the eyes. Then he made him commit zina itself. Then he made him kill a little baby boy. Then he made him kill a woman. And then the shaitan, he went for that kill. Now he found that this person now is in the traps of the shaitan. All the waswase, the whispers the shaitan was giving him. This person, he was falling into every trap of the shaitan. Now it may take many, many months. Then what happened at the end? The shaitan, he came for the kill. And the shaitan, he says to that person that now you are going to be hanged to death. And the only one that can save you is me. Because I am the one who made you go into these traps. And today, there will be no one else that who can save you. It's myself. And he says, what do you want from me now? What do you want me to do? Because at that time, the person, he thinks to himself, well, he's telling the truth. He's the only one who can help me, ma'azallah. And then what happened? The shaitan, he says to him, just say one thing. That you deny the existence of Allah, I will save you. And then what happened? That person, he denied the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he, as soon as he said them words that I, ma'azallah, do not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, the trap door opened and he was hanged to death. So where did he start off from? You know, the shaitan did not go for the kill straight away, did he? The shaitan slowly, he made him commit very, very minor sins. And then remember, my dear Islamic brothers, who Amir Ahl Sunnah, he says to us in his Madani Muqalibas, in his Bayan, never ever think to yourself that this sin that I am committing is a very minor sin, because that sin could be the biggest sin that you ever committed in this world. And then never ever leave a good thing thinking to yourself, oh, it's only something little. Now never ever think, because that little deed that you are missing today could be the heaviest on the weighing scale on the day of judgment. My dear Islamic brothers, now to do something, any work, like I said, religious work or worldly work, there are two steps that we need to follow. Number one is to make a decision on the work to do. Make a decision. Are you going to do this or are you not going to do this? Are you going to leave it for another day, or you are going to do it today, or are you going to do it tomorrow? Make that decision. And make that decision, and that decision should be the final decision. So now what happens is you are thinking about this thing. You are going to think, what's going to happen when I start this work? What's going to happen during this work? What's going to happen at the end? What results am I going to achieve? And then the second task that we need to do, the second step, is to complete it in a good manner. Make sure that the end result is a good result. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to be spending money, you don't want to be spending a lot of time, and you don't want to be spending a lot of manpower, and at the end, the result is not what you were looking for. So here, we need to follow these two beautiful footsteps. Number one is that you need to make a decision, make that decision and stick to that decision. Sometimes what happens is we make a decision and then halfway through that we say, oh, we can't do it. It's too hard, or it's not going to be a better result. Why does that happen? Have you ever realized? You know, just imagine, my dear Islam brothers and those who are watching on Madani channel, think to yourself, have you ever been or have you ever done something that you've started off the work and then during that work you realize it's not going to work and then the work is finished? So all that time, that manpower, all that effort you put into that, it's all gone to waste. So what we need to do is follow these footsteps, these two steps that the Buzurgan Deen Rahimahumullah has given us. And the clever one is he who thinks before he does anything. And then he stays calm and he completes the work. Now remember one thing, whatever we do, stay calm. There will be problems, there will be some kind of test during that, but we need to stay calm. Now that is another beautiful thing. Stay calm, stay focused on what you are doing. And then my dear Islam brother, just imagine, you know, if you were walking through a garden and one of your clothes, your cloth or your chadar, whatever, it got stuck into a thorn. Now if you don't think to yourself and you rush into that, what are you going to do? You're going to try to pull it off, aren't you? And then when you try to pull that off, what happens? You're going to tear your cloth. You're going to tear that clothing. So what you do is you think to yourself. And sometimes these things, it take time. Now you think to yourself, how am I going to take this thorn out? What if I pull it? What's going to happen? All these things, you think about them and then you act upon that. Now my dear Islam brothers, the Buzurgan Deen Rahimahumullah have categorized, have made some categories. And there are three categories the Buzurg have mentioned in the books. Number one is that those who don't think before doing anything and then also rush into it, completing the work, such people will not get the results they wanted. So number one, again, back to the same thing. Now these are different categories. These are three types of different categories of people. Number one, the first person is the one who doesn't think. He just rushes into things. And then maybe when he's doing that work, then he starts thinking, then he starts making plans up, and then what happens? The end result will not be the one that he wanted. And the second category is that those who rush into many things, but contemplate on some things. A lot of things, they might not think about it, and sometimes they will think about it, they will plan what they're going to do. Now, and then the third category, the third type of person, is those who think before doing anything. And then they complete the work calmly without rushing and they get the results. And this is, my dear Islamic brothers, what Amir al-Sunnah has always taught us in the Madani Mukalamas, in his Bayan. Whatever we do, if you are a Muballigh, if you are doing any Madani work, whatever you are doing, always plan it out properly. Now, the first example of a person that we learned is that person who does not plan anything and he rushes into things, that person will lose out the most. He'll be the one who will lose out the most. And followed by the second type of a person. But this group of people, they do get some benefits from what they are doing. And the third group is the most successful one. And now imagine if all Islamic brothers did all the work by thinking and calming themselves down, how much success and work can we complete? And there is a beautiful saying in Arabic, meaning that if you do not rush into things, you will reach your destination. Now, if you don't rush into things, you will reach your destination. Think of that day, or maybe those brothers, those viewers of Madani channel, just think to yourself, maybe you were one day driving a car, you were going along the road, and you see there were traffic lights, and then as soon as you reached to the traffic lights, you knew that you could stop calmly on a red light, but you thought, no, I'm getting late to work, I need to get back home, I need to drop the kids off at school, I need to go to work myself, I've got to do this shopping, I've got to do that shopping, you rush into things. And then what happens? You will break the signal, you will go through the red traffic light, and sometimes the end result will be very, very severe. How many people have we heard? How many people have died? We've seen some of the images. We've seen some of them images where people have gone through a red traffic light, they've caused an accident, and because of that person rushing, because he wants to get home, he doesn't have 5 or 2 minutes just to wait at the traffic light, he's put his own life at risk. and then he's risking other people's lives as well. Or maybe you're trying to cook something at home, and then what happens? You're rushing into that because you're getting late to work, and then the end result will not be good. You might just leave that food on the side because why? There's too much salt in it, there's too much sugar in it, there's too much water in it. And then what happens? All that is wasted. You don't even eat that. So my dear Islam brothers, think to yourself. Think of these categories of people. We want to be the third category. We want to find results. And the results you will only find when you think of things and when you do them calmly. There's a beautiful saying of Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that a believer, a Muslim, a mu'min is he who works calmly and seriously. So for number one, a believer, these are the signs of a good believer, of a good Muslim, that he works calmly. He doesn't rush into things. He's not agitated all the time. He's not in a rush to do things. He's not always eager to finish things. He's not either bothered about, you know, what results. He's always calm. And what does he say? He say that a person, a believer, is he who works calmly and who's serious on doing work. He's serious about it as well. And not like a person who picks up wood at night and hastily picks up what he can and then whatever he can get hold of. A beautiful example. You know, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala is talking about a person. Have you ever been in this kind of a situation where you need to do something and then because you don't have much time left, yeah, you don't have much time left, and then you scramble to get whatever you can and then you rush off. Now what does that happen? Why does it happen? It's because we didn't plan that out. So my dear Islamic brothers, especially when it comes to ibadat, especially when it comes to worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, let's not be lazy. Let's not be lazy and then rushing into the last moment. So many Islamic brothers, especially when it comes for Jummah time, we're busy working away, and then when we see the clock, only a few minutes left, and you sit in the car, you drive fast, and then so many things can happen on the way. So you might go through a red traffic light, or even you might cause an accident. Why? Because you are rushing into that namaz. When that salah, look at the awliya ikram and the sahaba ikram. We hear the stories of the sahaba ikram. If they had a hammer, they were about to hit the nail when they heard the azan, they would put the hammer down. They will not hit that nail. Why? Because it's time for salah. It's time for namaz. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's all contemplate, let's all think, because that is what the Buzurgan Deen have said, always think what you are doing. Let us think, how do we offer our salah? And then those people who think and those people who don't rush into things, what beautiful results they will achieve. Hazrat Sayyiduna Zulkarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he met with angels and he said to them, tell me something that will increase my iman and my belief. And the angel replied, avoid rushing into things, because when you rush in any work, you will lose your share. Don't rush into things, or else you will lose your share, the share, the barakah. For example, someone who rushes into his namaz, his salah, and we've heard in the Quran, and this is one of the things that the brothers sometimes say, that we read our namaz, but why are we still in problems? I read my namaz, I do this, but I'm always in debt, I'm always in problems. I make my dua is, even in dua, such a worship, such a beautiful worship that Allah Ta'ala's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that dua is the weapon of a believer, dua is the brain of your worship. Yet how do we do our dua? We rush into that. Inshallah, so during this silsila, we will go into some of the examples that a person rushes into. We'll go through these examples and inshallah in detail we will learn about them as well. But my dear Islamic brothers, such a beautiful thing that the angel, he told Sayyidina Zulkarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that avoid rushing into things because you will not get your share from that as well. And Sayyidina Amir-e-Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Who was Amir-e-Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Sayyiduna Amir-e-Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given the title of Qatib-e-Wahi. Qatib-e-Wahi is the writer of revelations. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would receive a revelation from Allah azza wa jal, it was the duty of Sayyiduna Amir-e-Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to write these revelations down. And Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a letter. And in that letter, he writes, to contemplate, to think in good work is a source of guidance. And the one who is guided is the one who avoids rushing. And the loser is he who has lost his status. A persevering person, achieves the right decision, whilst the one who rushes will make mistakes or may make a mistake. And for the person whose softness does not benefit him will bear loss because of his strictness. And the one who cannot take advantage of experience will not reach a high status. My dear Islamic brothers, in the Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent his life with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as we hear from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the mafhum is that all my companions are like the stars. Follow any one of them and you'll be guided. We follow any companion, we'll be guided. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What a beautiful nasihat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has given us. So my dear Islamic brothers, always, whenever we do something, either, you know, with the if Islamic sisters are home as well, when you are cooking food, don't rush into things. Because what will happen, either you might burn the food, which is not a very big thing to lose. But what has happened recently in some of the events, that they're rushing into cooking food or they're running around and they will burn themselves. Even themselves, and in some cases there have been that they have even burned the whole house. Why? Because they were cooking, their clothes caught on fire. You know, they had a lot of burning on the body. And this is what we need to understand. Always, whatever you want to do something, act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think about it, plan what you need to do. And this is the beauty of a Muslim. This is the beauty of a believer, that he will plan into things. There is a saying that hastiness, rushing into this jaldbazi, in Arabic it says that it is called Ummun Nadamat, the mother of regret. Now, so many times that has happened, hasn't it? We do something and then we regret it later. Why did I not do this? Why did this happen? What if I had just done this? One of the brothers I met in hospital, we went to see him and he had a car accident. And that brother, he was telling, he says, I wish I hadn't have gone through that red traffic light. I wish I hadn't have done this. I wish I hadn't done this. But that's just a regret that's going to stay with him all his life. And in that accident, he killed someone as well. Now, can you imagine living your life that you've killed someone? Can you imagine living all your life knowing that because of you, because of your rushing, because of your not thinking, because of not your planning, that you have caused someone to die? So my dear Islamic brothers, whenever we do something, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, act upon the beautiful sayings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will benefit from the work we do. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will achieve the results. And then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I know that in one of the cities, the brothers, they were trying to buy a Fezane Medina. And whilst during that, they were planning everything, how what we need to do, what type of a letter that we need to prepare. And that Fezane Medina, that building was given to them. They purchased that building next to nothing. Why? Because of the planning. Now just imagine, if you've saved your deen, Alhamdulillah, them brothers, they've saved so much money. That money that was waqf that people gave, they saved all that money. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many, many stories that brothers and Islamic sisters, you know, that we have them, we know them stories. And all them stories are there. Some will have a good story that will have a good ending. Some will tell you a story. I know of a brother who is blind from both eyes. You know, he's blind. Why? Because he had a car accident as well. Now, only what was happening, he was texting on his mobile phones. And you know, especially in the UK, if you drive with your mobile phone, you get 3 points. You get a fine. Is it really worth it? When it comes to, you can pay the fine, you have to pay that fine. There is no way out, is there? Now imagine if someone says to you, give £100 in the masjid, give £100 in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, what will happen? You know, we'll have to think so many times, where am I going to get the money from? You know, all that time the shaitan will give us all these whispers. But when it comes, all we need to do is do something stupid, and then when you come, you have to give that fine, and that fine If you don't give, that increases, doesn't it? So my dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the way of a Muslim is that a Muslim will act upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever he does, he will plan things as a family. Sit down as a family. If you got a wedding in the family, sit down, plan it. How are we going to do this wedding? Who are we going to call? Rather than, for example, if you don't plan out things, there might be someone you wanted to invite, but then because you did it in a rush, there's only a few days left now, I've got to make cards, I've got to invite that person, you will miss someone out. Yeah, so, and then because of our culture system, sadly, that person was being missed out. You know, he's going to probably, Allah Ta'ala forbid, he's going to go around telling other people that he didn't invite me to the wedding. So can you see, just because of one little mistake we've done, we've got someone talking bad about us. And then the family feuds will start. You haven't called him, next time when he has a wedding in his family, he won't invite you. Or vice versa. So this is going to continue for so long. Why? It's because in the first stage, in the first instance, we did not prepare ourselves. So my dear Islamic brothers, inshallah azza wa jal, next time we want to do something, we need to plan out. And inshallah azza wa jal, during this silsila, we'll talk about so many other things that the shaitan, the war he has with the against the Muslims, and then other examples. I've just mentioned a few examples to you, and there are so many examples that we can talk about. You know, and inshallah azza wa jal, when time comes during this silsila, inshallah azza wa jal, we will talk about these examples and we will try to learn. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islam is Madani environment. We need to be part of Dawat-e-Islami. Don't look Dawat-e-Islami from a distance. Come into Dawat-e-Islami. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, so many brothers who have come into the mahol of Dawat-e-Islami. This subject that I was planning on this subject, and I was talking to a few brothers that this is what we are planning to do. And he says, you know, this is such a beautiful subject. We need to talk about it because there are so many people out there who need this guidance. And my dear Islamic brothers, inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we make them plans, once we start doing the work calmly, we will achieve the results. And inshallah azza wa jalla, just one example, let me just give you one example. Wuzu, I gave an example before. Wuzu. If you rush into doing wuzu, there are four farz in wuzu. What if you don't wash the face properly? Because there is not enough time for salah, or the jamaat has stood up, you're going to miss one rakah. What's going to happen is now you're going to rush into things. You're not going to do your wuzu properly. And then if your wuzu isn't done properly, your namaz is not going to be accepted. And then can you see, it's a chain, isn't it? It's a chain going that goes round. Your wuzu is not done properly, your salah will not be accepted. If your salah is not accepted, Allah Ta'ala, what He says in the Quran is haq, it's the truth. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. We've read this in the Quran, that no doubt salah, it keeps you away from indecency and from bad things. Now why does my salah not keep me away from bad things? Why does my salah, I go, I read my namaz, I come out of the masjid and I fall into the same trap of the shaitan. I commit that same sin again. Why does that happen? That happens because maybe I did not do my wuzu properly, and because of my wuzu not being done, my salah will not be accepted. And when my salah is not accepted, and Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, whatever Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran is haq. If my wuzu is not done properly, my salah will not be accepted. If the salah is not accepted, how do you expect your problems to be vanished? So my dear Islam brothers, please stay tuned to this silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the next episode, we'll learn more of the examples, and then inshallah Azza wa Jal, learn some cures about inshallah Azza wa Jal, planning, how we should be planning things out to achieve good results. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me and all of us. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, guide us and save our iman and whispers from the shaitan. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Often hastiness is from Satan. Haste is the enemy of perfection. Often hastiness is from Satan.